Hey,
welcome to
Find a Therapist.
I will never get this right, guys.
I'm literally laughing at myself because I was being silly and goofy about 30 seconds ago. Anyways,
so, I have a story to tell you guys today.
Oh, it's funny.
And this is basically why we're doing this topic, which is we're going to be talking about fears today.
Yes.
And it stemmed from what happened to me earlier.
Dramatic event.
So, guys, I'm going to start laughing. I can't do this. Okay. Wait. Give me a second. So, I saw on TikTok, and this is no one's fault. This is purely my fault. I'm just saying that I got this idea from TikTok. Also, it's just a wellness thing. To take magnesium pills for bloating. Because I'm a bloated girly, okay?
Yeah.
I'm always bloated.
Me too.
I used to take magnesium, but for some reason I stopped, and then today was my first time back, and it didn't go well.
But how could swallowing a pill not go well?
Because, okay, so basically I took the stupid pill, okay, the capsule, whatever, and then I went about my day. It was like 10 minutes later, I was sitting in my bed, and something came out of my nose, and it was like white powdery stuff. And then I was like, oh my God. And I coughed and a bunch of powder just flew out of my mouth. And then I could feel all this, like, it's basically the capsule, but like the powdery stuff was just stuck in my throat and my refrigerator's beeping.
Bruh. No.
Sorry. I'm back. Yeah. And I started freaking out. And I started screaming because I was, like, choking. Like, there was powder stuck in my throat. And my throat was on fire. Like, it was on fire. My nose was coming out of my nose. It was on fire. It was basically, like, straight magnesium just sitting in my throat. And I was just shoving a bunch of food down. Water. I drank, like, 2 full bottles of water. Anyways, super dramatic. I just wanted to tell the story because now I have a fear of taking pills.
And now that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Fears. Also, Yasmin sent me a voice memo when this was happening, and I was with my mom. And I listened to the voice memo, and she's like, you could tell, like, your voice was, like, not working. Because you're like, I took these magnesium pills. And I literally, in my head, was like, oh, she's dying. Like, oh my God, she's dying. Like, she's allergic. Something happened. Like, something's wrong. Like, she's going to go to the hospital. I was so concerned. And you were like, and it came out of my nose. Like, the powder came out of my nose and everything burns.
Oh my God, guys, it burns so bad.
Now I also am a little concerned that that's going to happen to me, but like with iron pills or something like that.
Just, guys, lesson learned. Drink lots of water when you take capsules like that, because these capsules were fairly large.
Yeah.
And my throat was burning for, like, I swear, an hour and a half after that.
Yeah.
It hurt.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Just a funny story.
Bet. No, I bet, because that stuff is meant to go in, you know, your tummy.
Nicole searched it up when I got here to see if, like, it happened to other people, and
it seemed like a common
on
occurrence.
On Reddit, yeah. It was funny to read, like, other people.
There was a lot of people's experiences with this on Reddit, and how it's happened to them with various different pills, and then a lot of people were like, good luck explaining to people that that's not Coke.
Imagine if, like, I went out and, like, that started happening.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Awful.
No, someone said that an entire pill, like, that happened to them, and 10 minutes later, the entire pill sneezed out of their nose.
Ew.
So, I mean.
Ew.
You know.
No.
Yeah.
Guys, I learned a lot today. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah. New fear added to the list.
And the sad part is, I have to get over it in 24 hours.
To do it again.
Taking them again.
Well, I guess now you know to really make sure that pill is swallowed, because I know what it feels like. That's happened where I felt the pill still in my throat.
But I didn't, though.
But then I, like, really tried to swallow it.
I didn't feel. That's the problem. I didn't feel it stuck in my throat, so it dissolved in there.
No. What if that happens to me one day? Anyways.
It probably won't. I've been taking capsules for so
imagine
long.
Imagine those Advils with gel in them.
Oh, I'd actually pee my pants.
Could you imagine that?
That would hurt.
The Advil gel just, like, on your throat, like, what would that's gotta suck, like a gel, because you can't even, like,
it's not like a powdery substance.
No,
right?
It's probably, ew,
guys, I hope you're not disgusted.
Okay. Well, we're just going to be talking about our fears. Right. And I have so many of them. I have so many of them.
Okay, do you want to start?
Yeah. Well, speaking of disgusting ones, trypophobia.
Oh, that's, I have that, too.
Yeah, it's, I feel like that's kind of normal now. But I'll talk about my origin story with trypophobia. POV, it is, I think, first grade science class? No, that's way too early. Third grade? It was when we used to walk to the science classroom.
Fifth grade?
Was that fifth grade? That was probably fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, so we went to, like, we had a separate lab, and we went to this lab for science class, and we had to look at leaves up close, because apparently leaves, like, suck up the water with their little tiny mouths. So we had to look at them in a microscope, and it was the most, oh my god, I got chills. I just got, my back is shivering.
She can't even talk about it.
I have shivers down my back. It was the most trypophobia thing ever, and ew! Oh my god, it disgusts me, and I can't ever, I literally am shaking. It's so gross. It's so trypophobia, and I don't even want to think about it, because it was so gross, and the mouths would, like, open and close.
No, yeah, it's really gross. I have that, too, but I think yours is worse than mine.
Mine is so,
because I feel like,
it's so annoying. It's
mine
so
has
bad.
To be, like, specific.
Yeah.
You'll notice it in, like, minor details.
Yeah.
Mine has to be very obvious for me.
I think mine, maybe because it started when I was, like, 12 or I don't know, how old are you in fifth grade?
10.
Oh, my God, you were 10. Okay, so I guess maybe because it happened when I was 10, and I didn't know what that fear was.
Right,
yeah. I just knew that disgusted me so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a lot of strange fears. Should we talk about weird fears? Like,
funny? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You go next. Do you have a weird, what's your weird fear? Because mine, I have one that's so weird, and I tell everyone.
I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I have, like, a phobia with two animals.
Oh, the whale. The killer whale.
And I think that's
Shamu?
SeaWorld camp trauma.
SeaWorld camp. SeaWorld camp.
I was at SeaWorld camp every day in the summer when I was little.
Bro. Shamu.
I've had so many nightmares of, like, me and those big whale, like, the SeaWorld tanks.
Yeah.
And, like, that I was just tank. In there, and there was a bunch of whales in there, and I woke up mortified.
It's kind of ironic, because you had that birthday party, and we slept there.
Right. Oh, my God.
In the tank, basically.
But that was dolphins.
It was dolphins,
I had the option for killer whales.
Beluga whales.
I opted out.
It was not beluga whales.
It was dolphins.
No, but, like, we could have done beluga whales.
Oh, yeah. We could have done whales, too.
Oh, my God. Why would you want that?
No, that sounds horrible.
I can't believe they let you do that. A bunch of children sleep in SeaWorld.
Does anyone else have, like, animal phobias or something? I love animals.
Yeah, I have one.
What?
Muppets.
Animals?
Yeah, they're real.
Right. Yeah.
I'll get into Muppets in a little. A real animal, like, does, spiders?
Yeah.
Yeah. F spiders, bro.
I don't really have an insect phobia. Like, they're obviously disgusting, but I'm not, like, I'll kill it.
I know, I can't, spiders actually, like, I understand they're tiny, but I will be jumping up and down screaming. Like, I can't come near it, I don't want to look at it. Even if, like, it's already dead, it's in the, so I'll make my dad come kill it. He'll kill it with, like, a napkin, and then he'll come and taunt me with it, and I see its little legs sticking out, and I can't even look at that.
Ew.
Or I'm like, ew, I'm like, ah! Like, I will jump on top of the couch and, like, scream and point at it.
Yeah.
That's okay. Horrible.
That would be me if a killer whale came in my
also
house.
Bees a little bit.
Bees?
But, like, not so much where, like, I have a lot of, like, I would have a bee stuffed animal, you know? Cute little Minecraft bee, but real bees.
Yeah.
Ooh, there was one stuck in my mom's car the other day.
I hate bees.
And I was screaming, and there was a ton of people on the street coming by. No one offered to help me as I was screaming, running around with a newspaper in my hand.
Really?
That was so embarrassing.
Can I just say my voice is raspy right now because
it's magnesium?
Yeah.
Oh my god, is it actually?
It just happened. Like, not the magnesium, but my voice is recovering.
Yeah. Oh my god, guys. See, I told you it's real. It actually happens. Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any? Wait.
No, I have so many fears. I could keep going, but you go now.
Okay. I'm trying to think of an instance that happened that, like, sparked something in me. Well, this is kind of, like, on a serious note. I used to have a really bad fear of, like, this is so, I feel like I'm getting too honest on this podcast.
No, because I have a funny one next.
Mine's not funny. It's just, like, traumatized. It was traumatizing to me. Like, I had a really bad allergic reaction.
Oh.
And then I was, like, scared that everything was going to give me an allergic reaction.
That's kind of sad.
I know.
Was it the cheese thing?
Yeah.
I remember that. You were on an airplane, right? Yeah.
No, I was in Canada. Or... I was in Canada. I was out of town.
Why did I thought you were on an airplane?
I don't know.
I thought you ate the cheese on an airplane.
Oh my god, can you... No, that's...
That's awful. How I always remember the story, that they gave you cheese on an airplane, and it turns out you were allergic.
Oh my god, if that happened, I would cry. No, basically I'm allergic to penicillin, and it has mold in it. So, like, if the cheese is aged, like...
Yeah, and there's mold.
I'll, like, yeah.
So why do people eat moldy cheese?
No, can we talk about that for a second?
Like, okay.
Y'all are crazy.
You know what my dad said the other day? So I was looking for a little mozzarella cheese stick in the fridge. It's a little snacky snack, okay? And I flip it around, and it was blue. Like, yeah. It was blue, okay? And my dad goes, now it's blue cheese or something like that.
Did he eat it?
No. I threw that away. Okay. He was like, it's blue cheese. And I was like, you just eat that. Like, people eat that. That's what that is. It's blue cheese. It's just expired cheese. Y'all are crazy. What are you doing? Do you have a death wish?
Like, oh, so my God. It smells so bad.
Like, what's wrong with you? You, whatever. Bye. No, stop. Oh, my God.
Who, like, is at home? They're like, I'm hungry. Let me get a little moldy cheese.
I'm so hungry. I really want this stinky, nasty, hairy, freaking blue cheese.
Not hairy.
Moldy cheese. No. That sounds so good. And then when I yell at people for eating that, they're like, but on crackers. Oh, my God. Come on.
On just, crackers?
Come on. Just eat. Nasty. Be normal. Just
gross.
Bye.
No judgment, but like a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
No, oh my god, I have so many fears coming to my brain. Continue. Some of them are not really fears, but they're like...
phobias?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Feet.
Oh my god. So we're planning to go to a water park.
For the first time in a really long time.
Yeah, because our friend is coming. We're going to celebrate at Volcano Bay.
Yeah.
And Nicole, the first thing she says is like, no, my feet.
I literally was like, no, we can't go to that because my feet are going to be... I just kept thinking about my feet all soggy, walking around on the concrete where a bunch of other dogs have been walking around.
Yeah. Ew. I mean, that is gross, but like...
But like, okay, now I'm a little bit like, okay, you know what? It's fine for how fun it's going to be, but like, I'm just not going to look down.
What is that going to do?
You don't see the dog. You don't see the grippers.
Oh, you don't look at the... Okay, yeah, got it.
I don't want to look at people's grippers.
It is thundering.
Oh, my God. No, I have more. It's raining. Lightning. I used to have a huge fear about lightning striking my house because it's happened multiple times. Yeah. I live in Florida, so I feel like that's norm.
When I was a kid, I used to be, like, immensely afraid of being kidnapped.
Oh, God. Okay. Yum. Wait, why did I say yum? Nice.
I feel like, I swear, if I was walking on the road and, like, we live in a very safe neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would still, if there was, like, a sus car going a little too slow, like, I would just
run. Oh, yeah. You'd be run. Like, they're coming to take me.
Yeah.
I had a lot of random fears about just, like, dying. Like, it would always be, but, like, very, very niche things of, like, my house burning down, like, ships sinking. I have a cruise ship fear.
Right, yeah.
Planes crashing now. Cars crashing.
Anything crashing.
Anything crashing and burning. I'm scared of that. Like, being in a room and it fills with water. That's drowning. Never gonna happen. Yeah, drowning. Nope.
My mom
I used to be scared of the ocean. Anyways.
Really? I don't really like the... Like, if if I'm in the ocean, my friends are always like, yes, and like, come deep. I'm like...
Oh, no.
Y'all can go.
Yeah. It's like, now I'm fine in the ocean, but I had watched a movie... And then I became really scared of the ocean. I was scared of sharks. Now I'm fine. Now I'm over it. But I was.
I don't go too... I don't, like, get too brave. Like, I'll go in.
I used to go deep into the ocean. I used to joke and be like, I'm going to Fiji. And my sister used to say that. We're like, we're going to go swim all the way to Fiji.
My mom used to tell me, or she still tells me this, that most fears come from being afraid to die.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I think all of them are rooted in... Death. Well, feet, not really, but...
Okay, no. But that's not a fear, that's a phobia.
It's a phobia, right. I'm not, like, terrified of feet.
Yeah, like, you're not scared.
I just am like, ew.
There's a difference, yeah.
Well, trypophobia, no, that's a phobia.
Yeah.
It's not a fear.
So I guess we're talking about fear and phobia.
Yeah. Well, Muppets? Okay, but there's something about them though. They're like weird.
But most.
But it is a little bit like I am. I guess I'm scared that they will kill me. Maybe that is what it is.
Yeah, most.
They freak me out. But I love them, but they freak me out.
You're really.
I could spend hours looking at old Muppet videos, and it terrifies me. But like, I love it. But I hate it. They're so scary. Oh my god, my Muppet fear roots in I was obsessed with the Muppet Show growing up. Fine. As I was, I feel like that makes a lot of sense. But there was like little skits they'd have in between each act of the Muppet Show, and one of them was this cute little lizard, evil looking Muppet thing sitting on a thing like Humpty Dumpty, eating a little worm, and he was so excited about his worms. I was like, yes, you go, King. You eat those worms. And then he finds a huge worm, and I'm like, yes, get that grub. He's eating the worm, and then the worm ends up being the tail of this big freaking giant Muppet that I'm terrified of, and he eats him, and he crunches him up, and he's dead, like, he eats him. And that's in the middle of this kid show, and then I was just, like, really freaked out by it, and I was just like, oh my god, I cannot hear the Muppet song without thinking it's like creepy.
There's a lot of like messed up kid shows like that
though. Yeah, like it's kind of freaky.
Yeah, I used to be scared of, I forgot what the book is. I was so young, it was a book, it wasn't even like a movie. It was the bears that blow down the house. What's that called? The fox? Wait, is it this?
Well, there's two. There's little Red Riding Hood with the fox thing. Oh, that's a wolf.
A wolf. It was that.
Yeah, it was a wolf.
Why did I say bears and then I said fox?
Well, because when you said bears, I was thinking of the porridge thing.
Oh, right.
And the original story with that is that the bear eats the girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, that was reasonable. No. We did learn about that in, like, fifth grade.
No, mine used to be, I used to be scared of, like, the Little Red Riding Hood story.
Oh, my God. I thought of one and then I kind of forgot. Womp, I thought womp, of one that was, like, really random. Man.
I could, like, say a bunch, but then, like, that's a lot. Wait, I need to get better. This podcast has really been teaching me about my, I'm fucking up now.
About your what?
My talking skills.
Oh, no, same.
Like, I stutter, I say like a million times.
But it's fine.
And I think about it at night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is that a fear?
Yeah.
The podcast is your fear?
Yeah, the podcast has made me very, very self-aware.
No, same. I think from the first episode to now, though, like, I've improved a little bit. Like, I take little things from each episode where, like, I need to stop doing that. Or, like, I need to improve on this and
I whatever. Just need to, in general, improve on my speaking. Not even just on the podcast, remembered. In person. Okay, go ahead.
I remember one of my first ever fears. So, it was when I was forced to learn how to swim. They had, like, forced us to swim in our clothes, like, as a defense thing, like, weight.
Yeah.
To learn how to swim. But I would have nightmares about this. About, Sonic the Hedgehog and Popeye from the Easy and Fast.
Yeah.
And that they were on either side of the pool and they wanted to drown me. But the thing is, this is so stupid. This nightmare takes place to the song Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac. Don't stop. That song. Except, like, I was terrified of Popeyes and Sonic. Yeah. And every time I hear that song, I'd remember this fear of Sonic drowning me. Anyways, so that's one of my first ever fears.
Wow.
Dude, I don't know why I remember that still. Like, I remember it vividly. I remember what I was wearing in the dream. Bye. Uh-uh.
My posture's so bad. Sorry, that was off topic, but I just, my back cracked.
My posture's really bad.
How long have we been talking? 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's good enough. I don't feel like...
I think we've talked enough about our fears. Honestly, there's so many more. I'm just a scared girl who's scared of everything.
I'm scared about certain things, and some things I don't really care.
It's kind of sad. I used to be such a Gryffindor. I used to not be scared of many things. I'm kind of scared of a lot of things now.
It's called becoming... What's the word? Well, actually, that's not true.
Your 20s.
I was going to say becoming more aware, but also, it's not really true. It's more like...
I think it's like a weird fear of, like,
anxiety getting worse, you know?
Yeah.
I just said... It's more of, like, a mental thing.
It is.
It's not.
Because you're as a kid, you don't care about anything.
Mm-hmm. Hyperfixations.
I was thinking about mine. I don't have, like, a valid one. It was going to be, like, I was really hyperfixated on wanting to buy, like, a from a specific swimwear brand because I saw Claudia Saluski wearing it, and I've been thinking about
it. Don't even start. I was watching her vlogs last night. Yes. She lives
a dream life. Right. But period. I was watching her Coachella vlogs. Did you watch that? Yeah. You know how she was wearing like her that blue outfit the matching, from Frankie's?
Yeah, and had pants?
Yeah. I've been hyperfixated on that outfit, and I want to buy it. I'm, like, going to buy it. Like, I want it so badly. I think about it. I have no idea how much it costs because I know it's super expensive. But, I've been thinking about it. I'm like, I just want it. Like, that color is just, That blue color is a hyperfixation.
Blue.
Yeah. That's why I'm hyperfixated on that outfit, because of the color blue. There's something about it. It's, like, really satisfying to me.
Slay. My hyperfixation is comfortable clothes. I don't know what it is. Valid. For the past, 3 weeks, it's been a while, I have not been able to put a pair of jeans on. Jean pants.
I don't even want to think about putting jean pants on.
And it might be because of the weather change in Florida, because it's so, sticky really and humid outside. But even, I feel like even if it was cold, it's not even, it's just the texture of the jeans, it gives me a headache.
You can't, move around much in them.
Yeah, no, it makes me cringe.
Yeah, it makes me cringe.
Yeah, that's Bye. It. Social medias, you can say them.
Oh, if you want to follow us on any social medias, you can find us at Find a Therapist Podcast with 2 T's, except, wait, no. It's the 2 T's is on Twitter, which we never use, but it's at Find a Therapist Podcast if you want to follow us, and that's about it.
Slay.
Yeah, slay.
Have a good day.
I'm hiccuping. We love you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, hiccup. Bless you. Kisses.